Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and we are with you again. Brother Harold and I are ready to dive right in to this wonderful series, the commitment series, and we are in part four, and this will be the conclusion of this particular series. And as you know, we're in Romans chapter 12, and our focus point is verses 1 and 2. So if you would prepare your heart, your mind, and your will to listen, your ears to be attentive to God's word according to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Now, our worship entails offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, our bodies as a living sacrifice is commitment. We have allowed our bodies to be committed to the call of God, which means dedication of the total person to living for God's honor. Don't miss that. The total person to living for God's honor. We are to be different from the world's standard. We should experience a progressive transformation. As Minister Copeland has expressed to us, that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. A metamorphosis should be taking place within us. The mind is changed by prayer, by reading and reflecting or meditating on the Word of God day and night, by worship, and by meditating on God's acts as the Holy Spirit works in us. So my brothers and sisters, Minister Copeland and I encourage you to come ready, come hungry, and come able to allow the Word of God to work in and through you, that the richness of His Word in this series, the commitment series, that it would be the very tool you needed to hear in order for you to continue to grow and go in grace. So Minister Copeland is going to take over, and he is going to pounce right into our series, the commitment series, today. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing in all things. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hello, everybody. Welcome again. God continually bless you. As you know, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, we are in studio together again. We'd like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it is an honor and a privilege to always fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you, that we appreciate you, and we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you, and God has a plan for your life. And every time, I mean every time, you open your heart to receive the seed of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into you. And this revelation knowledge will take you to your divine destiny. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to a lost and dying world. And as we said earlier, we are closing out our commitment series, and we are going to further encourage you to answer this plea from Paul to present yourself unto the Lord, a living sacrifice. And we are so excited, and with no further ado, we're going to dive right on into this teaching. And you know, we always like to start out by reading our lunch pad scripture. And our lunch pad scripture comes out of the book of Romans, chapter number 12, reading verse 1 and 2.
And I'm going to read this in the Amplified Translation. And it reads this way: therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you.
Amen. What another excellent translation, another excellent reading. I believe that was out of the Amplified. That was outstanding. And that just leads me right into my first statement here. We have to give our bodies to God as a living sacrifice daily. And the key word is daily, but we're also focusing on a living sacrifice. We, at the New Testament Church, New Covenant Church, God pleaded us through Paul, through his letters, is he want us to be a living sacrifice. And this sounds like a contradiction in terms, because how can a sacrifice be living? And if we know the history of sacrifices, all sacrifices God asked for were dead. So let's go to the Old Testament and look how the Old Testament sacrifices was presented to God. So we will go to the book of Exodus, and we're going to look in chapter 29. And we will start reading from verse 10 through verse 14.
29:10-14. And it reads this way: you shall also have the bull brought before the tabernacle of meeting, And Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the bull. Then you shall kill the bull before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. You shall take some of the blood of the bull and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger and pour all the blood beside of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and burn them on the altar. Verse 14, but the flesh of the bull with its skin and its offal, you shall burn with fire outside the camp, a sin offering.
Amen. And in the Old Testament, God was also called for sacrifice. And as we can clearly see, that the sacrifices he called for was put to death. There was not a living sacrifice. And I encourage you to continue to read in your own study time, Exodus 29, because they give many examples of sacrifices being presented to God, and they all was put to death. That's Old Testament. Now we are in the New Testament era, and we have the privilege of having and walking in the ultimate sacrifice. And in our era, Lord Jesus Christ became the ultimate sacrifices that shed his blood for sin. And his blood, Jesus' blood, paid the sin debt in full for all sins of the world. Sins of yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. So God does not require for blood sacrifices to be presented unto him any longer, because Jesus completed the work. So that's why through the plea of Paul and through the word of God, God is calling us to be a sacrifice, but he no longer requires us to die. He wants us to be a living sacrifice so that he can use us. So we're looking at living sacrifice, and it's speaking of the fact that offering ourselves to God is not a one-time deal. We have to die. Yes, I said that word, die. We have to die to our own desires daily. Let me say that again. We have to die to our own desires daily. And this has to be a ongoing commitment, somebody say commitment, to the Lord. Dying to our own desires daily. And let's look at the book of Galatians. And we want to go to chapter 2. And we want to look at verse 20.
Galatians 2, chapter 20. I'm sorry, Galatians 2, verse 20. And it reads this way. Then you shall kill the ram and take some of its blood and put it on the tip of the ear of the right ear of Aaron, of the right ear of his sons, on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood back. I lost my place. You have it up, Minister Copeland. Can you finish that verse?
Yes, let me finish that verse.
Thank you.
And it says, Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, gave himself for me. And God is asking us to be crucified so that we can live. And when we live, it will not be us living, but it will be Christ. And Christ will live his life in us. And in one scripture, the Apostle Paul said, I die daily. And this commitment is a daily death to ourselves and our desires so that God can receive us. And once he receives us, he will begin to use us on this Christian journey. Now, we want to look at the Apollo aircraft. And we want the Apollo aircraft to model in the natural realm what commitment looks like. Now, the Apollo spacecraft traveled to the moon. It wasn't as simple as blasting off from the Earth and just landing on the moon. See, when the Apollo aircraft left for this journey to the moon, which is approximately 238,900 miles. So the aircraft left the Earth, blast off. Target area was the moon. And on the moon, they was aiming at a 500-mile radius to land inside of that radius. When they blast off from the Earth, heading toward the moon on this approximately 240,000-mile journey, they had to make course corrections. Somebody say course correction. They had to make course corrections every 10 minutes for approximately 240,000 miles for the entire trip until they landed. And that 500-mile radius that they're supposed to land in, they barely made it into it by only a couple of miles while doing course corrections every 10 minutes. But the mission itself was considered a success. Likewise, in our journey with God, we have to have a blast off. We have to have a starting point on this journey. We have to make the decision to be a living sacrifice for the Lord in order to start this journey so that the Lord can use us. This journey starts with a confession this journey starts with a surrender. And like the Apollo aircraft, we blast off and we start. And we begin to head, as Paul says, we begin to head toward the goal, toward our goal in this journey. Let's go to the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, chapter 3. And we want to read verses 12 all the way through verse 14.
In 3:12-14. And it reads this way. Verse 12. Not that I have already attained or am already press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, toward the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen. And on this journey, we blast off and we press toward the goal. And just like the Apollo aircraft, we may be making course corrections every 10 minutes for the rest of our lives. I say that again. We may be making course corrections every 10 minutes for the rest of our lives. You see, living sacrifices have the tendency to keep crawling off the altar. So every minute of every day, we have to reaffirm this decision to be totally separated unto God. And this is what Paul was referring to by the term living sacrifice. Many Christians think that living their life totally consecrated to God is something that only pastors do. Only the preacher do that. That's for the leaders in the church. Well, maybe some lay people, because they've been around for a while, and they see this as extra work, and they do not see this as normal Christianity. But Paul says that this level of commitment is our reasonable service as Christians, meaning it's the least that we can do when we look at what all God has done for us. And it's saying that God is not asking too much from us. The least we can do is present our bodies to him as a living sacrifice. Jesus died for each one of us, the saved and the unsaved. And if you are or have not received our Jesus, you are in the right place. This is your hour. Because we are a salvation ministry. And Jesus died for us all, the saved and the unsaved. And the least we can do is receive him, each one of us, that he may use us, that we can begin to live for him. Now, we want to read again. I know we read it at the beginning, but let's focus on Romans 12 and verse 2. Let's focus on that verse.
Romans 12, verse 2. And it reads this way. I'm just having a few little difficulties, but here it is. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes. You see, most Christians look at verse 1 and they say, okay, they come in agreement with verse 1. Present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. That's the least we can do. And they consider it to be over. But the Apostle Paul went a little further. He says that, Paul says that we have to renew our minds. So first we present ourselves to God, and then through the study of this word and every other spiritual tool that God has given us, we begin to renew our minds. Because many of us as Christians, we have made genuine commitments to the Lord, but we have not renewed our minds through his word. And because of this, we have suffered many problems. And we find ourselves doing some of the things that the world do. That's why Paul says, when you renew your mind, we will not be conformed. We look at the word conform. And conform means to fashion like, to conform to the same pattern of what was said earlier in the introduction. The scripture is telling us that we should be different from the world of the believer. And let's look at this analogy. Use your imagination. And in your left hand, hold a glass. And in your right hand, hold a carton of milk. Now, begin to take the milk and pour the milk into the glass and see how the milk conforms to the shape of the glass. And that is what Paul is telling us. We shouldn't leave church on Sunday, walk out the doors, and step out into the world and begin to look like the world and begin to conform in the image of the world. We shouldn't leave our Bible studies and step out into the world and take on the shape of the world or conform to the image of the world. We shouldn't leave our own private time with God, our own intimate time with God, and go start our daily routine and step out into the world and look and conform and take on the shade and be fashioned like the world. And most of us realize this, but we seem at a loss how to accomplish it. In this verse, verse 2, Romans 12, 2, gives us the answer. And the key is our minds. We have to renew our minds daily throughout the day, morning, noon, and evening, because Proverbs 23, verse 7. Let's go there. Proverbs 23, verse 7.
Proverbs 23, verse 7. And it reads, praise the Lord. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you.
Amen. It's how we think in our hearts is the image we will portray. And David said, I hide the word in my heart so I will not sin against you. And that's renewing the mind, is getting our carnal mind to think like the miracle that God has already done in our spirit man. And when those two minds, the carnal mind and the spirit mind, does not agree, Paul said we are double-minded. And the Word of God tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A double-minded Christian man is unstable. And the word say, let not that man think he can receive anything from God. He's like a ship without a sail, tossed to and fro by the doctrines of this world. That means he will be conforming. He will not be transformed. He will be conforming to the things of this world. And that's why we have to renew our minds. And we thank God that we present ourselves, but we can't stop there. We have to renew our minds so that when we step out into the world, they will know that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. They would know that this place is not our home. We are from a greater land. We are ambassadors representing the kingdom of our Father in this earth realm. And we have a message from the King. And the King says, I love you. I love you just as you are. I have a plan for you. It's not of evil, but it's a good plan. A plan to bless you and not to curse you, and to take you to an expected perfect end. And as I said earlier, there may be somebody under the voice of this broadcast today that not experienced the greatest opportunity of anyone's life to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. And there may be one that has presented themselves to the Lord, but never taken that step of verse 2, the call to renew the mind, that we can prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is the hour. This is the time the Spirit of the Lord is drawing in hearts into the kingdom of God. And our host has been anointed with this great gift of salvation. And it's time for me to get out of the way, to stop, to drop, and to pray. And I'm turning it over to my dear sister, Minister Kenita, that she may take us to the cross to receive Jesus.
Amen, amen. And this is our time. It's a special time on this broadcast. Not only is the word of God that goes forth in the lesson, but also the salvation of Christ that goes and transfers from the word of God into your heart, that it would manifest itself to live daily inside you, my brothers and sisters. So we do not take this time for granted. We don't want to just rush it and say a little simple prayer and then we're done with that and we just kind of hit it and then back up off of it. No, this is a time for us to get serious, for us to get right with Christ in our heart. This is the purpose of the Word of God. This is the purpose of this commitment series, that you deny your flesh, your desires daily, and that you would be a transformed, regenerated, born again Christian from within, that a different way of thinking starts to take place, that a metamorphosis will start to take shape inside you when you accept wholeheartedly Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Listen to what the Word of God says on how man has tried to attempt to reach God by his work, by his religion, by his philosophy, by his immoral living. Listen to what it says, Proverbs 14:12. It says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, Isaiah 59, it says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hid his from you so that he will not hear you. And this is what we do not want, trying to do things ourselves, our attempts to reach God. But the Bible says also our bridge between a sinful people and a holy God. Christ is our anchor. And according to 1 Timothy verse 5, listen to what it says, my brother and sister. It says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, only one, and the man is Jesus Christ. It tells us that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For Christ died for sins once for all. The righteous for the unrighteous to bring us to God, according to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. So this is a serious time, my brothers and sisters, for you to get right with Christ. Get your soul right that you will not go to hell. This is not what God wants for his creation. So God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, died for us. This is what he's trying to let us know according to Romans 5 and 8, that while we were doing what we do, talking that talk, walking that walk, and acting like things we dare not say at the feet of Jesus. But he knows your dirtiness. He knows our filthiness. But he wants you to wear a white robe and the right life, the right kind of thinking, and be holy and set apart from the world's standards, to be not conformed to that way, but allow your body to be a living sacrifice that Minister Copeland had expressed and explained through scripture in Romans chapter 12. We are to be his earthen vessels for God's handwork, a living sacrifice, not one that's crawling on and off the altar, using God as a genie when things get down and bad and rough and rugged in your life. Then you want to rub a glass for God to just pop in at your appointed time. And then when you're done with him, then you cast him aside, meaning you crawl off the altar, no longer needing to be or needing him to be. This is not the right way. Our lives are to be daily living sacrifices. This is what Minister Copeland expressed to us in the very beginning of this lesson. Giving our bodies to God daily as a living sacrifice. So my brothers and sisters, for those of you who may not know him in the pardoning of your sin, please, we encourage you to come alongside us as we pray with you, as you humble your heart before the Lord God and prostrate yourself, bow your head, whatever position you humbly want to get in, at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, and make your petition wholeheartedly now. Don't be double-minded. Minister Copeland explained that to us, that we are not to be carnal in one mind and spiritual in another. This is what we are not to be, my brothers and sisters, not to be scary, but to be fearful in reverence of who God is. He's our mighty God. He's our sovereign God. He is our loving Father. So please, my brothers and sisters, don't be mistaken for what the world has programmed you to understand about a loving God. So let's pray. Now, it's my words, but it's your heart your surrenderance, your lifting of hands. This is what God is seeing. He's seeing you to do this. So let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Lord, let thy will be done in my heart, in my life, on this earth today. I need my daily bread from you through the Holy Spirit living in me. I receive my daily bread today. With outstretched hands, with my mind in awe of who you are. You are my daily bread. Lord, I know that Jesus died for me. His blood covered my sin. I tried and tried and tried and tried, Lord God, to do it myself. Planned over and over how to do it myself. And it does not work. Lord, you gently nudged me closer and closer and closer to you. I thank you, Lord God, for your love for me. You didn't have to, Lord God, but you did. And how grateful I am to you. Lord God, here I am, surrendering my life to you with humbleness of heart in the best way I know how. And I trust and believe that you will transform me, that you will have made me afresh and new, because I wholeheartedly accept you. For I know I tried and tried within my simple, minimal way of thinking. But now I know I serve a big God who can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask or think. And even when I try to be, you're bigger than that. Lord, I love you and I thank you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, you rise up in newness of life, wholeness of life, regenerated life, filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, hallelujah. Now it is time for you, my brother and my sisters. It is time, for this is the day that the Lord has made for you. It is time. He set this day, time aside for you to come to know him. And hallelujah, now that you do, praise be the Lord. It is for you to grow and go in grace. I'm glad you asked. How do you get that done? Now, as Minister Copeland and I, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church within your community, whether it's in person or online. Just do what you have to do to get involved. Hallelujah. And that you would request to be baptized. Yes, be baptized by submersion of water. That when you arise, hallelujah, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy it will be. That you can stand up, lift your hands up, and say, I am a child of God. I am a Christ follower. Hallelujah. That is something to testify to the world that I am a child of God, to his holy name. We also encourage you to seek out a small group, something in the way of a Sunday school class or a small group Bible study within that church, and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio, of course, because God is working all these things out for your good. Why is he doing that for you, my brother and sister? Why is he doing that? Because he loves you so much that he gave you. He gave his son, Jesus, for you. So why won't he work it all out for you? You think about that. Why won't he? He promises that he will, and he's not a God that has failed. Hallelujah. So seek out those small group ministries that you would be discipled. Discipleship is essential to our regenerated life. It's not something that you may do once in a while. No, it's a lifestyle. That's why we encourage you to continue to listen to Mission from the Heart, seeking out small groups. Discipleship is necessary for us to grow and go in grace. And I tell you, you trust and believe in him in every struggle, in every situation, in every valley low, and when you are on the mountain high, you shout. Even if you're in the valley, you shout. Just shout praises to the Lord, because his sovereignty is golden. His sovereignty is bountiful. He is a controlled God with your life under his sovereign control. He's got you, my brother. He's got you, my sister. So don't let the past or what you may be dealing with, regardless of your disease that may be keeping you in shackles or tormenting you to some degree, one thing you can know right now today, that greater is he that is within you than he, lowercase H-E, that is in the world. You are free, and you have been set free. Hallelujah. Series, the commitment series, I tell you, I've gotten excited. I'm just full of joy and thanking God that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is a day of rejoicing and shouting and just giving praises to his holy name, because I know you are now in the household of faith, in the ark of salvation. You are our brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. Minister Copeland.
Amen. And welcome. Welcome to the family, my brothers, to the family, my sisters. Amen. And we rejoice in your new lives. Amen. We rejoice that you have entered into the kingdom of God, that you are in the family of God, and by the Spirit, you have received the Spirit of the Lord. And by that great Spirit, we can cry out to the heavens, Our Father, Our Father, Our Father. And it says that God is our daddy, and we are his children. Welcome. You have received the greatest miracle that any man, woman, or boy, or girl can receive in a lifetime, and that is that miracle of transformation. God has given you a new power, and that you struggled in your yesterdays. You don't have to do it in your own strength anymore, for the power that is greater than all power resides on the inside of you right now. And that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead has quickened you, has made you alive. You no longer carry that old dead spirit that Adam inherited to you, but now you carry the Spirit of the living God. Your inside, your spirit man is perfect. First John let us know that as Jesus is, so are you right now, since you have received this great salvation. It tells us that he that's joined us unto the Lord, you joined to the Lord now, is one in spirit, and your spirit is one with the spirit of the living God. You have an identity, not of your circumstances, your situations, or how big your mountain is or low your valley is. Your identity is in Christ. You are a new creature, a new creation. The old things are passed away. They are dead, and all things are become new in your life, and all things come from God. And God has just reconciled you and brought you back to Him. And He has given you a ministry on the inside of you that you go tell it, go tell it, go tell it. Go stand on the mountaintop and proclamate what God has done in your life on this great day. Go into the valleys, go into the hedges, go into the highways. Go and tell your story, because you got a story to tell. And I'm here to tell you, it gets greater and it gets greater and it gets greater, because while you continue to renew your mind by reading this word and studying this word and listening to Mission from the Heart, that transformation that's in your belly, that supernatural transformation will begin to transform your mind into the mind of Christ. And that mind that God has given you in your spirit will come into your carnal mind. And you will no longer be double-minded, but you will be single-minded. And you will begin to walk this earth. And Jesus said that the works that He done, you will do also, and greater works than these. Because He went back to the Father, and He sent the other Comforter, the Holy Spirit of the living God. My brothers and sisters, you are not alone. You are not by yourself. The battle is not yours. The Spirit of the Lord is with you, and He will lead you, and He will guide you into all truth. As you continue to commit and surrender to His will and no longer your will, in Jesus' name, we love you. We thank God for you. Your greater days are before you. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And this brings us to the end of this teaching series, the commitment series. And we have concluded this today. And I just want to thank God for Minister Copeland for just allowing what God has placed on his heart to bring to us as a word for us to get in our soul and get in our lifestyle, in our mind, hallelujah, in our mind, to know that our bodies is a living sacrifice. That is the commitment, daily living sacrifice, for us to commit our lives to Him, that we would do according to His purpose and will in our lives. And that we would just enjoy His enjoyment through it, in it. And that we would give Him all of the glory and honor and praise as we journey through this barren land. Hallelujah. And you'll understand that process, my brothers and sisters, especially those who've accepted Jesus Christ today. You will understand that processing of being a newbie in Christ, if you will, a new born-again believer to a matured believer. Hallelujah. So we want you to just resonate. Go back through the series and catch up or re-listen to it two or three times in order for you to get the richness of these four-part series, the commitment series, and learn from it, digest it, eat on it, and live by it. So we know that the grass withers, the flowers fade, season after season, we know this, but we have the confidence and the promise, and we can take it to the bank that the Word of God will remain forever and ever and ever. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and we will meet again on Mission from the Heart.